Okay, so we continue in Shaar HaBusha in Archos HaTikim. We're on page 157. The shiur was started as a zchus l'neshamas Chaim Eloza ben Shem Shenaryeh, and it should also be a zchus for Neila Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should be a zchus for Fur Shleim of Chaim Deb ben Menorachu, Chanaleh b'Shein Rachel, Nabadati ben Peril, and a zchus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. He says, Yesh misbayesh, there's someone who feels shame, im yimana min averis, when he holds back from averis, meaning there is a different type of busha now that he's going to address, which is people who are embarrassed not to do an avera, meaning to do the right thing, they are embarrassed. What's an example of this? The people who you hang out with are all they're all transgressing the same averas, right? So they talk inappropriate talk, or they look at women and they do something similar, mishara averas from some, whatever the avera is, and everyone's doing it. And you're embarrassed not to. So you feel like you're going to be a nerd, you're going to be a prude, you're going to be looked at as different than everyone else, and so you're embarrassed not to do it. And they make fun, they openly mock anybody who doesn't do it as well. Was that in this? So what's the avoida? The avoida is to work on yourself to deal with that shame, to sort of bear it without giving in to the pressure. And to hold yourself back from the avera, even if you're going to be shamed for doing so. And that just, the mindset you should have is that it's just going to increase your schar. There are times where Hashem wants to give you an opportunity, not just to do a mitzvah, but to get even more schar for the same action. And so he puts obstacles in the way. One of these obstacles that he'll put in the way is an obstacle where people are making fun of you, but you know it's still the right thing to do. Do it anyway, and you'll get even more schar for the same mitzvah. There are people who are embarrassed to do a certain mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs that people are not careful with. Right? So here, you're going to be looked at as the goody-goody. You're so special that you do this mitzvah. Nobody does this mitzvah. And they're going to make fun of you and embarrass you for doing it. Again, the avoda here, the requirement here is to bear the mockery and to do it anyway. The ein lahaniach shum mitzvah avor habusha, not to pass on and of to skip a mitzvah because of embarrassment. Your mindset should be that I'll be even more embarrassed in front of Hashem, who's the only opinion that I really care about. I'm more embarrassed in front of him not to do the mitzvah than the people that are making fun of me. Kizedavabara, this is something clear. That the servant of the king is not going to violate the king's command. Even if the rest of the world is making fun of you, if you have a command and you know you're doing something special, so you can bear it. Example, just to give you an example of this. Let's say the Rav gives you a special mission, a special job that he wants you to do. And while you're doing it, people are going to make fun of you. But at the end of the day, you know what your mindset's going to be? I'm fulfilling the request of the Rav, and I feel special and I feel honored that I can do it, and I don't really give a darn about what other people think. Zakti Archis Tzadikim, that should be your mindset when it comes to Hashem, when it comes to doing a mitzvah and people are making fun of you. That I don't really care what other people think. Well, only opinion that matters is Hashem's opinion, and I'm so special and honored that I get to do it. Yishkol HaBoishas, for he's going to assess, he's going to weigh that embarrassment. Ki elef yaday shakol HaBoishas is pashnaf the amelech shlo yasa ma shetzivo, min HaBoishas yizbo min adam kish yasa ma shetzivo adoinav. That he says, it's a very simple, what's it called? Pro-con, what do you call it? I forgot what you call that, but it's a very simple cheshbon that a person makes. Very simple calculation. You say, hold on a second. I can give in to public pressure and be over what the king is doing, and I'm gonna suffer embarrassment from the king. Or I can do what the king wants and suffer the embarrassment from the people. Well, you know what cheshbon you're gonna make? I'd rather be embarrassed from the people and at least the king have respect for me. And he says, that's the mindset that a person should have. I'd rather not be embarrassed in front of Hashem, even if it means that people are going to make fun of you. Let's say you have someone who he can't help it. He's going to give in to public pressure, to peer pressure. He's not going to be able to do the mitzvah. He's embarrassed. Because of that, he does the wrong thing. This is a very bad example of busha. So one of the things that I want you to pay attention as we go through the Sefer Acher Tzaddikim, this is a very big yisoid throughout the Sefer, and I'll try to point it out when I remember, is that every midah that he's going to talk about, there's a time to use it properly, and there's a time not to use it. Every midah. We even started with the midah of gaiva. We said even gaiva, which is something which you should avoid at all costs, when it comes to Rishayim and late Sanas, you should have gaiva, that I'm better than, I am better than people like that. So here he's talking about the mita busha. Now, in general, the mita busha is a great mita because you can use it to motivate yourself to avoid doing certain things. And you can also use it to get with the crowd, you know, when the crowd is doing the right thing. But there's also a negative to busha, and that is when it is going to prevent you from doing the right thing, you're embarrassed to go against the grain. And that's a bad aspect. That's a negative aspect of busha. Again, similarly, someone who is embarrassed to admit to the truth, this is something that's very bad. Now, this is actually in today's daf. Today's daf, we had that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron to eat from the karbanos that he brought on the day Nadav and Avihu died, and Aaron burnt the chatos instead of eating it. And so Moshe said to him, "What'd you do? Didn't I tell you to eat it?" And Aaron basically says, Hashem, would Hashem be happy if we were an Einan from the death of Nadav and Avihu, and we ate it, and Moshe was okay with it? So the Gemara there says that Moshe said to Aaron that I told you to eat it, and Aaron's response is, but maybe Hashem only wanted me to eat certain karbanos, but not the one that I burnt, not the sayer for Rosh Chodesh. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say, oh, good point. Moshe Rabbeinu was such an anav, he admitted, that's taka what Hashem told me. And even though he looked foolish in front of Aaron, he was calling Aaron out, and it looks like Aaron's trying to gaslight him. And no, he accepts it. He was makabel because that was Moshe. Moshe was not embarrassed to admit that he was correct. And obviously, the biggest example of this was Parshas Vayeshev, when Yehuda publicly admits that he was with Hazayna, even though it was extremely embarrassing. Someone who's embarrassed to give mussar when he sees someone doing something wrong, and he can make a difference. Another negative aspect of busha is someone who's in front of a rebbe or a magid shir, but he doesn't understand, but he's afraid to ask. Whether it's a big ask or a small ask, this is something that is not to be commended. Regarding this, the pasuk says, if you become degraded, then then you'll be held up high. But yad lepeh, if you're going to respond in kind, then you should put your hand to your mouth. That someone who's embarrassed is never going to learn because he's never going to ask for help and he's never going to ask for clarification. What's the proper path? Don't be afraid to ask questions, even if you think it's a dumb question. Don't be afraid to ask it. Alei Siri, you should see David Melch Yisrael Shamar Vadaba Veidaisach and Nekabelachim Leiboish, that I'm going to speak of your Eidos in front of Melachim, and I won't be embarrassed. What does David mean? David means that when he would study Torah with his Rebbe Mephibosheth, David would make a mistake, and Mephibosheth would tell him he made a mistake, and David exposed himself to this ridicule, even though he was being called out by someone else, and he's the king. It's embarrassing for him. But it was the right thing to do, and David admitted that he was not ashamed to admit when he was wrong, when he made a mistake. It was okay being called out for it.